Welcome back to the Darrell Johnson Show, where we give out the best social media tips and advice to start your online business. Now, this show is really special, you guys. I haven't made a podcast in a long time. And as you can see, if you can hear the things in my background right now, I'm actually under a bridge, okay? I did this on purpose. I'm under a bridge right now. Now, as you know, the bridge is what gets a car from one end to the other end, okay? So this bridge is very important. You know, if there was no bridge, then when you see a sea of water, you wouldn't necessarily be able to get by it if you didn't have that bridge, okay? So I really need y'all to put that in your mind today, that in order for you to start making money online fast, especially during a time like this with the coronavirus going on, you guys got to turn into that bridge. You got to be the bridge to people's problems, okay? You have to be the bridge, okay? There's a lot of business owners online right now that are still needing their problems solved, okay? This is who you guys are going to be working with. This is going to be the guys that you're going to be targeting. These guys need their problems solved, and they're looking for that bridge, okay? Because they necessarily don't have the bridge. If they had the bridge, then they wouldn't have the problem, okay? But there's a lot of people right now where their businesses are struggling, okay? They're shutting down. They're trying to figure out how to still add value to their customers. So if you could come in and actually be that bridge to their problems, their bridge to those customers again, they will still pay you money, okay? So there's three tips or three strategies. I'm going to say three tips that I want to give to you right now of how to actually be a bridge to these business owners, okay? Because these are going to be the people that pay you. These are the people that are still getting paid because they're necessarily just still going off of their own business online, okay? If they didn't have a business online, they wouldn't be able to get paid, okay? But most of their business are online. They're still making sales. They're still having customers regularly pay, okay? So the three tips, let's start with the first one. The first tip I want to give you is you have to make a decision. Okay, you have to make a decision to start making money online. If you do not make a decision today, it will not work. Okay, now, a decision is deep, you guys. When you make a decision, you're pretty much saying that I'm all in. There's no going back from here. This is what I'm going to do. But if you just say, you know what, I just want to make money online, and you never actually make the full decision to make money online, it won't work. Because when the first person tell you no, you'll go running and you'll think that something is wrong. But when you make a decision, when you make a decision to say, you know what, I am going to make money online. I am going to feed my family. Okay, this is a hard time for a lot of people, you know, within this coronavirus. You know, a lot of you guys was being very responsible. Y'all was going to work every single day. I was doing what y'all had to do. But now it's just like, you know, it's just certain things that you're not in control of. But what I want to tell you guys right now is that once you make this decision, you are in control, okay? You are in control. You have somebody like me that's going to keep making these podcasts. You have somebody like me that's going to keep dropping books and actually getting you excited and motivating you to actually make money online during this process. Now, I know that this works because I'm sitting here and I'm making money from home. And I'm not making money from home off the average person. I'm making money from home off of the business owners that are still making money from their businesses. Because this world doesn't slow down, you guys. Like, if you go to Walmart, you're going to see that people are still shopping. Okay? People are still shopping. So not only do I want you to make a decision, I want you to make a decision to be the bridge. I want you to make a decision to be the resource to people's problems. Okay, don't even think, you can think about the money because we are in hard times, but let that be second. Money is easy to get. You know, there's billions and trillions of dollars floating around here right now. That's the easy thing to get. But can you be the bridge? Can you be the resource? Can you help people? Can you solve people's problems? That's going to be your ultimate challenge, and that's how you're going to really start to get paid. Okay, so that's my first tip is you got to make that decision, man. You got to make that decision. So tonight or today, just take maybe an hour or 2 hours out of your day and just think, am I ready to make this decision? Because if you're not ready to make the decision, don't do it. Don't do it. Because the first person that tells you no, your decision won't be strong enough. Okay. And you can hop into this and still not make a decision. You can hop into this and say, well, I'm going to start making money online, but you never made that real all in decision. Okay. So tip number two is to create a personal network. Okay, this is how people are able to monetize on Instagram on a day-to-day basis. They have a personal network. Okay, now let me explain more about what a personal network is. A personal network is people that are like-minded, that are just like you, that believe in your beliefs, that believe in you as a person. They love who you are. They love the stuff that you stand for. These are going to be the people that actually pay you. Anybody that does not like you, anybody that does not think you're smart, anybody that thinks you're a scam, anybody thinks that you just don't have you just don't have it in you to make money online, and you don't, you know, these are not the people that are going to pay you. Okay, these are not going, they're not going to pay you at all, because they don't like you, and they don't like the things that you stand for. That's okay. You know, we're not out here trying to get the world. But when you build a personal network, which you guys already have, I'm pretty sure you guys have people that are reacting to y'all stories, that are leaving positive advice on y'all every time that y'all post. They're watching y'all stories. That's your personal network of people that are like-minded. That's your personal network of people that actually like who you are as a person. So even with these business owners, you're not going to get all the business owners in the world to pay you. You're only going to get the business owners that like who you are as a person and that love what you do. They love your ambition. They love your drive. They love the fact that you can be yourself. Those are going to be the people. Your personal network will never ask you what degree do you have. They're never going to ask you how much money you made in your business. They're never going to just try to really test your credibility. Once they like you as a person, once they they're attached to your personality, they're going to give you a chance. They're going to trust you. Okay. Now it's key when they trust you. When you start to make money online and you have that first business owner to actually pay you some money for your service, your product, it's important to know that it's only trust. They don't know that you're going to be consistent. They're going to pay you based off of trust, okay? Now, the first sale, and I'm going to start talking about this in one of my books. It's called Third Sale Mastery. The first sale does not mean nothing, you guys. It means nothing. It means nothing. If somebody paid you $75 one time all year, can you really survive off of $75? Okay? You want this person to continuously to pay you. That's how you actually build a business. You get about 50 or 80 people to consistently give you about $75 a month or $150 a month, and now you a full business. You feel me? But if you only get that one sale just based off of the trust, then the next month when it's time to work with you again and they don't pay you, then you're not really building a business, you guys. So with Third Sale Mastery, I talk about the first sale is based off of trust. They're only going to pay you because they trust you, because they like you and they like what you're doing. But if for you to get the second sale, they're going to test your consistency. They're going to see like, okay, I like how you did the first month, so I'm going to pay you again to see if you're going to be consistent. Because it doesn't matter who you are. You can look, you can walk into McDonald's and you've probably been eating at McDonald's for about 10 years now, right? The minute that they mess up on your burger, the minute that they mess up on your fries, the minute that they mess up on all that, you're going to walk into McDonald's and say, hey, man, like, y'all messed up on my stuff, man. Come on, man. Like, man, give me my refund. Because it was all about consistency. Okay, it was all about consistency. The more that you have consistency with your brand, the more that you have consistency with your products, people will naturally pay you, you guys. They're not really looking for who's the best person out here. They're looking for the person that actually provides consistent results and consistent results. You know, that's what they're looking for. They're not necessarily looking for just somebody that they like and they trust. They're not necessarily looking to work with the best guy with a suit on, or the best woman with a suit on, or just because she got her hair done all the time, she looks good. That's not going to get you actually to build a business right now. What's going to get you to build a business is having a consistent product, consistent system that's in place. So when you move past that first sale and you actually get that second sale, now it's like, okay, now they're seeing that you being consistent. You know what I'm saying? You could take a lot of people out the game by just being consistent, you guys. Okay? So that's my second tip, is to build a personal network. And the way to actually build this personal network is putting yourself out there. You know, making personal content about yourself. You know, start talking about things that you've been through. You know, the four things that you can use to make content to build a personal network is, number one, you can share your beliefs. people love when you share your beliefs. You know, when people feel like you, that you have similar beliefs as them, then it's like, oh, okay, that automatically makes them feel like they can trust you. Okay? Then you have your personal story. Okay, people can relate to your story and relate to the things that you've been through. Oh man, they're gonna trust you, especially these business owners. If they can relate to that, they're going to trust you, you guys. Everybody loves a positive person. Everybody loves a person that went through hard times and made it on the other side, you know what I'm saying, to have success. Everybody loves that. So you want to share your personal story to get people that's like-minded attracted to your page, these business owners. You want like-minded business owners to actually be attracted to what you're doing and how you think. So when it comes down to them paying you, they're not going to just look so deeply into how many testimonials you got, or do you got a website, or, you know, do you have, you know, all of these things that professionals have. They're not going to look through that once they feel attached to you as a person. And then also you can share your favorite music, you know, like working with somebody that got the similar music to me, or listen to the same music as me. You know, it tells a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to Nipsey Hussle and I listen to Nipsey Hussle, it kind of tells something about who you are. It kind of tells that, like, you're an entrepreneur, you're a go-getter. You know, I can relate to that. So I want to work with somebody that I'm related to. People do not like working with somebody they don't like. Even these business owners, you guys, they don't like working with just a random dude over the internet just because he got the resume and just because he got the sharp suit on. And they don't like working with people like that. They love working with somebody they could connect with. They love working with somebody they feel like they like-minded, and they like working with somebody they feel they can trust. So if you're sharing your beliefs, your personal story, and your favorite music, bam, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like they're going to be attached to you as a person. Okay? And then the last thing is showing the behind the scenes of your work. Now, if some of you don't have the work to show right now, that's cool. But once you start to get clients in, make sure that you always show behind the scenes of what you're doing on your computer, or what you're doing on your phone, or, you know, get a client testimonial from your client. Show that as much as possible, because that's going to invoke them to trust you even more. If they see you behind the scenes of what you're doing, they're going to be like, oh my God, this person is passionate. This person is driven. You feel me? Like, I definitely want to work with this person. Okay. So the third tip I want to give you is to have a personal product. Okay, so now that you made a decision, you said, I'm going to make money online. Okay, you made a decision to create a personal network. You made a decision to start putting things out there about yourself, your beliefs, your personal story, your favorite music, your behind the scenes of your work. Okay, now the third tip is to build a personal brand. Okay, not a personal brand, to build a personal product. Okay, a personal product. You need a personal product. I want to keep saying this because this is how you're actually going to make money. You need a personal product. Now, what is a personal product? It is a product you feel strongly about. It's something that actually relates to you as a person. Okay, so what I would not tell you to do is just go out here and find anything to sell. If you don't feel strongly about it, if you don't feel that this is something that people actually need, do not sell it. Because once the person or the business owner tell you no, you're not going to want to actually work. Like, you're going to be like, dang, this person told me no, so this is not working. But if you have a personal product, something that you feel strongly about, something you feel passionate about, people can tell you no 1,000 times and you're still going to wake up and still have that same energy and same drive. Okay, and having that feeling in your body, you guys, having that fire is so important when you're making money online, because there are people that will, like, this is my podcast, so I'm gonna just say it like this. You're gonna have some people that bullshit with you. They're gonna, you know, get your prices, they're gonna have you hop on a call, and then you're gonna get to the last thing of actually closing the deal, and they're not gonna do it. They're gonna bullshit with you. Okay, so you need to have that fire and that drive in you when they bullshit with you. You need to have that. They, like, people can't bullshit you when you already feel like, okay, I'm prepared if you say no. I really don't care if you say no. You feel me? I'm only looking for people that's going to say yes. And the way to actually get that yes is to go through people that say no. Okay, so you got to have a personal product. Now, this personal product can be a digital product. It can be a physical product. You can be an affiliate for somebody. You can find somebody online that already got the products and already got the services set up and actually be an affiliate for them. And then you just use that to go put that under your brand. There's a lot of things that you can start selling online. But I'm not going to just tell you to sell anything. It needs to be personal to you. It needs to be something that you actually feel passionate about, you guys. Something that you just like don't mind talking about. Something that you just don't mind sharing your beliefs about and you actually using it for yourself. Okay, so, you know, if a personal product can be a book, right? It can be a book. You can say, you know what? I want to help people out with my book. I feel like I got some information about my story, or I got some information just about the things that I've learned through me educating myself. I want to create, turn this into a book. Well, that's a really good personal product, because what's more personal to you than your own book? You feel me? Like you're not. It's not going to really matter who says yes and who says no. And keep in mind, when I told you to build that personal network, your personal network are the people that actually are going to support anything that you do, because they already like who you are as a person. They already attached to you as a person. So when you come out with a dope product and it's something personal to you and they feel that energy, they're going to support you. Okay, so it can be a book. It could be an online course. Like I said, it could be an affiliate. You can be an affiliate for somebody. You know, you can find one of these companies out here that are actually still making money through this recession, and you know that their products and services are still in need. Go on to their website and then go to affiliates and see how much money you'll make by actually selling those products. And then once you know that you're going to make this amount of money, now you need to figure out who are the people I need to target. Okay, who are the people that are going to actually buy this? And once you find those people, spend all day trying to get in touch with them. Okay, spend all day trying to get them on the phone. Okay, this is going to be your job right here. So I need you to make that decision. I need you to build this personal network, and I need you to create this personal product. This is how you're going to start actually monetizing your Instagram page, okay? Now, I'm going to cut it off right here, because there are more things that I'm going to talk about when it comes to actually selling this personal product and actually getting people to actually be interested in you. I'm not going to put everything in one podcast, but I am going to leave it right here. You need to make that decision, you guys. We in a hard time right now. A lot of people are losing their jobs right now. You're not going to just sit there and be broke. Say it with me. I'm not going to sit here and just be broke. I'm going to do something. You're going to do something. And you have somebody like me right now that is doing something. I've been doing this since 2018. I've been working from home since 2018. I quit my job in 2018 and said, I'm done. I'm working for myself and I'm going to make my own mark in this world. So now it's time for you to make your own mark in this world. It's time. It's time, you guys. It is time. This is the best time right now. Do it. Even if you go into back to a job after this whole thing is over, at least you'll have a brand. At least you'll know that, like, hey, if something like this ever happened again, I got a brand. You feel me? I got a personal network of people that buy my products. I got a personal product to where if people tell me no 1,000 times, I'm still going to wake up and still be driven and still have that fire inside me. Okay, so leave your mark in this world, and I'll see you on this next podcast.